Thank you and good afternoon. As wildfires continue to burn across the state, Governor Jerry Brown visited the North Coast on Thursday and addressed reporters at the site of the Rocky Fire burning in Lake County. The governor mentioned climate change as a contributing factor and posed a simple question: California is burning, so what are you going to do about it? The Rocky Fire is the biggest fire in our region as it's burned over 70,000 acres of land. The fire originated in late July and has destroyed a large number of homes and structures. On average, 3,000 CAL FIRE personnel have continued suppression efforts, and the fire stands at 45% containment. As of this morning, most of the evacuation orders in the vicinity of the fire were lifted, as well as road closures. Residents, however, are encouraged to remain vigilant and be prepared should evacuations be reissued. Near Ruth Lake and its surrounding areas, the Mad River complex of fires continue to grow as over 1,000 personnel continue to battle the blazes. The complex contains four fires which are at 20% containment, but four structures have been destroyed in the process. Mandatory evacuations were issued today for residents around Ruth Lake. A public meeting will be held at the Ruth Lake U.S. Forest Service Guard Station at 6 o'clock this evening, with a second meeting coming Saturday morning to discuss not only the status of the Mad River complex, but the Route complex as well. The Route complex consists of five wildfires that have burned in total close to 16,000 acres. Over 400 personnel have those fires at 10% containment. However, some of the fires could merge into other neighboring wildfires. Road closures on Highway 36 remain in effect on Mad River Road east to the Forest Glen areas, as well as the Van Dusen Road. Meanwhile, over 500 personnel, including at least 30 engine companies, remain in the Shasta Trinity and Six Rivers National Forests battling the river complex of five wildfires. A forest closure has been implemented in the trails and roads in the area, and road closures have been issued for the Bear Bison Butte Lockout and its surrounding areas. The series of fires have burned over 12,000 acres of land and only stand at 8% containment. Night patrols have been established along the Denny, Hoboken, and Daly areas to monitor the fire. Favorable weather conditions in the area are anticipated for the next several days. All evacuation orders have been lifted in the Alder Point and Blocksburg areas as over 1,000 CAL FIRE personnel continue to battle the Humboldt complex of fires. Road closures on Highway 36 to the Humboldt-Trinity County line remain in effect. The fire has burned over 4,300 acres of land and stands at 35% containment, and CAL FIRE estimates those fires should be contained by August 17th. 1,100 acres of land have been scorched in the Gaskee Ranger District as over 300 personnel continue to battle a series of six active fires known as the Gaskee Complex. With little progress on containment, heavy traffic is expected to continue on Highway 199 as additional assistance and personnel converge to the fires. Motorists are asked to use caution when driving through those areas. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In more positive news, Senators Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer have introduced a bill that would add 6,200 acres of land to the California Coastal National Monument. Senator Feinstein said in a statement that our state's coast is a national treasure and is worthy of preserving for future generations, and this bill would safeguard the pristine land and help boost tourism and activities in local communities. The bill would safeguard six sites along the coast, which includes lands in the Lost Coast Headlands, Trinidad, and all the way down to Santa Cruz and San Luis Obispo counties. The city of Eureka will close down city streets on Sunday for the running of the Humboldt Bay Marathon. Residents, drivers, and pedestrians should be aware that F Street between 6th and Hodgson will be closed, as well as Hodgson Street from F through W Street. Chester Street will also be closed between W and Harrison Streets, and closures and road detours will be in effect from 7 until 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. Also on Route 96, the Hoopa Valley Tribe has issued a Caltrans encroachment permit for the 2015 Sovereign Day Parade from Loop Road to Pine Creek Road. The closure will be in effect from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Sunday, and an alternate route is suggested for motorists. In crime news, over 2,000 marijuana plants and over 400 pounds of processed bud were seized after a marijuana grow site raid in Willow Creek on Wednesday. A search warrant was served at a Sabretooth Road property and 20 individuals were located and 12 of them ended up being detained. However, the rest fled the scene on foot. The 12 detainees were later released, but the district attorney's office is expected to issue future arrest warrants. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.